Back here in Dodge City, third place match about to get underway between Jonathan West and Pretty Prairie. These two teams met in the first match of pool play, in which Jonathan West won that in two sets, 25-19, 25-20. Jonathan West was a perfect 3-0 in pool play, but unfortunately falling in their semifinal match to Flint Hills. Final score of that one was 17-25, 25-22, 25-22. Just about to get this one underway. Both teams looking for their first state title. Well, they were, at least. But I think third place is a pretty good consolation for both of these two teams. Dr. West had a gauntlet getting out of their sub-state. It was in Centralia. They won at the Panthers in three sets, 25-11, 19-25, 25-19, after defeating Onega in the semifinals. The team lost to Hanover in the TDL tournament. By the way, the Wildcats over in the A-Man D2 state tournament, they finished runner-up. They lost to Lebo in the championship. So good season for Hanover. They come up just short of the state title this season. We'll go step aside for, we'll go step aside for 60 seconds. We'll come back here with your third place match. Jonathan West, Pretty Prairie here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Experienced, trustworthy, local, and accessible. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland is on your side for legal advice. General practice attorney and strong supporter of area students and athletes. Ted Collins Law Office in Highland.
Been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 15 years' experience in Northeast Kansas and is currently looking to add a new electrician to his team. When you need electrical, thank Stonebarger Electric. When the rubber meets the road, get the best tire at the best price that works for you. Let Triple L Tire in Highland get you that tire along with helping you get the miles with the best wheel alignment possible. And let Triple L Tire get your vehicle on a tire rotation schedule to maximize that tire investment. When it comes to tires, brakes, plus oil changes or alignments, let Triple L Tire help you out. Call 785-444-TIRE. Triple L Tire in Highland. Online at triplelTire.com. Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
KNZA.
And we're back. About to get this one underway. Jonathan West, Pretty Prairie, third place match. C. West will be working left to right, going the opposite of their semifinals. They're still in court B. Still in their navy on navies, as for Pretty Prairie, just like their pool play matchup yesterday, they're with their white on whites. Key to this game for Jonathan West: get that Johnson-to-Johnson connection going early and often. Kyra Johnson, such a great setter, leading the team. Not only that, but her sister, Katie, leads the team in kills as well. And as for Avery Weathersby, get her going as well. I mean, having someone like her utilize her to get some kills whenever Johnson is not in the game is crucial as well. Also try to limit the mistakes and capitalize on the Bulldogs' mistakes, should they come up. Serve. We'll start with Pretty Prairie. And the Bulldogs start this thing off. And Emma Henderson will set it, and there we go. You're underway. Third place match. Katie Johnson, a swing and a deflection, kept alive by the Bulldogs. D. West sends it to the far side for Reno. And that's dug out, kept alive by Pretty Prairie. They're going to say a violation against Jonathan West. Championship match underway between Little River and Flint Hills as well. Another serve, nice dig. Goes too far over net. But unable to capitalize is Trinity Cruz. She can't hit it down. It pulls down on their side. Jonathan West, their first point of this match. Serve is good. Return good as well. Here's a swipe and a nice dig on the near side with Donovan West. Kyra Johnson to get it over to Bree Prairie. Stuck the net. Katie Johnson keeps it alive. They'll just send it over in the middle. And Young gets dug out. Job by Claire Cole. Try it again. That one popped up in the air on a rejection. Send it over on the second try. Nice dig by the libero. And send a free ball over with Emma Hendrickson. Set to the middle, and Katie Johnson swipes at it. Back middle. And sends it to the back corner, and that one gets away. And that will make it 2-1 in favor of Pretty Prairie. Bulldogs with the serve to the middle. Weathersby with the return. Kyra Johnson back set for Reno. And that return by the libero. That's Copper Collins. And a kill to the back corner side is out of bounds. A little too strong. That makes it 2-2. So Reno with the serve. And just leaks over the net and down for an ace. Well done. Hendrickson couldn't get it that time. Emma Hendrickson, Bailey Young, the two to watch for today. Up front for Pretty Prairie. Turn is good. Taking this one up to the near side for Stuckey. The turn on the back side by Donovan West. Here's a chance for Weathersby. That one's down for the kill. Serve coming up for Donovan West. They lead 4-2. Having a bit of a tough time getting the ball to the other side. It looks like we're good to go. Taking Reno, the 5'4 junior, serving it. Setting it up, and Young sends it down. It pops up in the air. T. West fell over it. Slapped over. Returned by the libero, Collins. And to the back corner, that one is long. Henderson trying to pin it back into the corner. Makes it 5-2. D. West, three straight points. Here's a set for Young. That one stuffed at the net by... Oh, they whistled. What's the call here? It's going to be a lift, I believe, against Pretty Prairie. So Donovan West gets the point. Good job by Katie Johnson stuffing that one at the net, though. So it's now 6-2. Nice dig by the libero Edie for Donovan West to the back line. Collins with a nice dig. Keeping it alive, but running into the ladder on the far side. And it's another point for Donovan West. 7-2. Mustangs with a nice lead early. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Johnson Ag is proud to support strong, growing student athletes. Just like the Golden Harvest seed that Johnson Ag offers that are rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service. Great varieties of Golden Harvest seed are available and built for real life. Just like Johnson Ag of Bendina. Online at JohnsonAgInc.com.
Grain Belt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Grain Belt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
7-2 lead, Donovan West over Pretty Prairie right out of the break. D. West serving it. Deflection to the other side from Pretty Prairie. Set to the far side for Weathersby. Just tries to tip it over, and Young was there for it. She'll get it right back. Young tips it, and return by Kyra Johnson. To the backside, Collins keeps it alive, but scrambling, they had a free ball over. Turned by Edie, set to the far side for Weathersby. He's locked at the net, but kept alive by D. West. Chance from Kyra Johnson, and Collins sends a dig over to the Donovan West side. Here comes the third touch. It's set over by Katie Johnson to the back corner. And all sorts of discombobulation from Pretty Prairie here on this point. Here's a set to the far side, tipped over by Katie Johnson. Bailey Young sends it to the back line. Edie there, set to the far side. Weathersby again, and that one, again, dug out by Collins. What a point she's having. And a bad set, though. All that just to end on a mistake. Trinity Cruz didn't set that one over. Makes it 8-2. It was 2-2, six straight points. And that one, nice dig on that by Stuckey. Sent back over by Collins. Here's a set. Backwards, tipped over, off the pole, and that will be a point for the Bulldogs. Eight to three, a 6-0 run broken. There's a set to the far side, and a wipe by Weathersby, leaps over to the Pretty Prairie side and down for the kill. Meanwhile, in our championship match, Little River leading 9-8 over Flint Hills. Set number one there as well. Back here in this one, Donovan West leading 9-3. And that one is down for a kill. This time by Carlin Stuckey. One of those players that gets some work up front. For the Bulldogs, there's Edie on the return. Set by Kyra Johnson backwards. Good misdirection. Weathersby, does this go wide? Yes, it does. So that makes it 9-5. Edie Johnson to Wittstein. It gets the kill. Didn't put a whole lot of mustard on that one. Just put it in the right spot in the middle of the court. They're coming by Claire Cole to the back line. Here's a set to the near side. And on return by D. West. Good job getting that one over. Here's a shot by Stuckey. Popped up in the air. Kept alive by D. West. Chance for Weathersby. Middle of the court. Nice dig. That time by Cruz. Sent to the far back corner. Cole. Johnson to Wettstein. And again, Bulldogs ready for it. This time an attempt deflected out of bounds. Stuckey. We'll get the points. And D-West lead now 10-6. Serve to the middle, return by Edie. Set to the far side, blocked was Weathersby, and back down for a Pretty Prairie point. Nice run going here. As of late, it was 8-2, now it's 10-7. D-West still up by 3. Set by Johnson backwards for Wettstein, and that one was not deflected. No, it was not. It's set long. Making that 10-8. Edie has to go to a knee to get that one, and then they do, and a nice tip over. They weren't ready for them to hit it over on the second try. And Stuckey couldn't handle that one. Jonathan West with now an 11-8 lead. Good dig to keep that one alive after the serve. Partially deflected and down for the kill for Trinity Cruz, the 5'7 senior. Speaking of seniors, Donovan West has three seniors on the roster playing their final game in high school. It's Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, and Kyra Johnson. And what a fantastic career they've had, all three of them. Sad to see this week in their final game. Hopefully you can get a win to finish on a good note. Send this back to Weathersby. And we have a double hit, apparently, according to the officials. And we said 11-10. Bulldogs slowly creeping back into it. Kara Johnson to Weathersby from right at the attack line. This return's going to go over the net to the D.U.S. side. Kara Johnson to the far side for Reno. The turn on the back line. Not a great set, and they'll have to just hit it over to the D.U.S. side. Free ball. Chance for Wettstein. That popped way in the air and out of bounds. Official had to get out of the way to avoid interrupting that one. It's 12-10. Dee West now gets the serve. Set to the near side for Cruz, and that one blocked back to the Pretty Prairie side momentarily. Dee West now with it now. Katie Johnson sends it back over. Cruz again just sets it down, and Reno was there for it. Reno gets it back. She'll give it a shot. Partially deflected to the Bulldogs side. To the middle, and that one by Hendrickson is going to be a point. As D.U.S. couldn't return that one. 12-11, D.U.S. leads it. Meanwhile, Little River leading Flint Hills 18-8, first set. tip set for Katie Johnson, and somehow stabbed back over the D-West side along the back line. And they get it to the back line once again. And slapped over by Trinity Cruz. Returned by Cole. Just tried to get out of the way. She didn't know where that was going. Luckily, he does get it out of the way, sending it back over to Pretty Prairie. Here is Bailey Young, and that one kept alive. Still alive, and a good scramble by D-West. About 8 feet wide at the out-of-bounds line, and Bailey Young says, enough of that. And it is down for a kill. We are all knotted up 12-12. There's a return. Nice dunk down by Kyra Johnson. They weren't ready for it, but they do scramble, keeping it alive. It was Stuckey going to the bench to try to get that one. Unfortunately, though, Reno can't get that one down. It is going to be out of bounds. And we have an injury on the other court. Keeping out on that, it's for Flint Hills. Is that going to be an ace for Donovan West? 14-12. Set over the net. West now with it to the far side. Reno swipes at it. Partially deflected by Young. Popped up in the air. And a violation called against Donovan West. And a Flint Hills player been laying down on the court for a while now. It looks like it might be a leg injury of some sort. The four people around her. We'll keep an eye on that. Now it looks like she's getting to her feet. The left leg limping off. Meanwhile, Claire Cole dumps it over to the Pretty Prairie side. And from beyond the attack line, Trinity Cruz stuffs it into the net. She wasn't trying to be a part of that play. And you can see the number of the Flint Hills player's jersey. There's a black spot on the board that blocks her number. Either way, glad she's able to get over to the sideline. Set to Stuckey, and good dig by Kyra Johnson. Weathersby, though, just has to slap it over. To the middle, Young now a chance. That one is long and out of bounds. Bailey Young, unable to get that time. And it is 16-13. Return back line by the libero. Set up to the near side and partially deflected through, and Reno able to keep it alive for Donovan West. Here's Pretty Prairie with it now, popping it up in the air. They're going to send a free ball over. Edie with the first touch, and it leaks over the net on a touch by Katie Johnson. Young has an opportunity. Nice dig. Kyra Johnson. She'll get it right back, and she'll hit it over the back line. Collins with it. Sets it up for Stuckey again to the back line. Reno, nice dig. Good rally, both teams. Popped up in the air. Good job keeping it alive by Hendrickson. We're still going. Set to the far side, and Katie Johnson gets that down for a kill. What a rally. 17-13 D-West leads against Pretty Prairie, set number one. Hagen Reno to serve it. Turned by Collins. Set for Young. It wasn't where she wanted it, but Katie Johnson has to hustle just to get that one. Think back over to Pretty Prairie, set backwards, too far in front of the net, and it's put into the net by Jolie Harbaugh. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Lori Young from Pretty Prairie. Step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mustangs Volleyball here on KNZA.
Chapel Oaks Funeral Home would like to offer a free personal arrangement guide. It will take you step by step through the recording of vital statistics, your funeral wishes, and important family information. We can also help you make financial plans to meet your final expenses. We want you and your family to be prepared. Please stop in or call us today for your free personal arrangement guide or a personal planning appointment. Chapel Oaks Funeral Home. Meaningful services to celebrate life.
KNZA.
Donovan West leading 18-13. D-West has led most of this set, but Pretty Prairie has been able to stay within arm's reach. Just hoping for a little bit of a run. As for D-West, they're trying to keep him with that cushion. Out of the break, here's a set to the near side for Stuckey, partially deflected to the U.S. side, and that's a little touchdown by Cole, but Pretty Prairie was ready for it. Set to Edie, back corner. Here's an attempt from Weathersby, can't get it down. Stuckey sends it to the back far side corner. Miscommunication. But the U.S. able to get it over. Bulldogs tip it over to the middle of the court. Nobody there, but able to hustle to get it over on a free ball. Chance for the Bulldogs now. Young swings, and that one's down for a kill back near side corner. Jonathan West still in front. Little River almost done with the first set already, leading 23-10 over Flint Hills. Serve to the back line. Edie having to retreat a little bit just to field that one. Not a great second hit either. They'll send a free ball over after the serve. Spinning up for Bailey Young, and that one's too strong this time. Rising and firing that one. That was well done by Edie to back off of that one. Serving will be Katie Johnson. The middle of the court. Returned by Detter. Setting it up for Detter. She just tips it over. Deflected. Kept alive. Setting this up for Cole from the near side. Pops up in the air by Hendrickson for a brief moment. That pop up in the air goes out of bounds. And points to the West. 20-14. Again, just trying to, Mustangs just trying to keep the Bulldogs within arm's reach. Not let them get any closer than that. Set up, and Wettstein tips it over, and it's going to be a lift called against Pretty Prairie. 21-14. Set up by Harbaugh, and big swipe, but there were the Mustangs with Tyra Johnson sending it over. Bailey Young a chance. That one is too strong. Young has just been trying to hit that back line. Hasn't had too much success doing so. Been missing a lot of these long here recently. It's 22-14 now. And a bad return. That's going to be an ace. Hendrickson couldn't field it. Hendrickson as well, another name that we haven't mentioned very much. She hasn't had any kills yet here in this contest. She's been mainly on the back line. Return by Cruz. Put this up for Detter. They get it over, and Wettstein's ready to tip it over. She could not. She put it into the net. And a big point for Pretty Prairie trying to extend this thing. 23-15. A turn back near side by Cole. Here's Wettstein, partially deflected, but gets it over. Turned by Young. Setting it up for Stuckey. Nice dig, back far side corner. And gets it over. That's going to be Wettstein. That gets that kill. Partially deflected out of bounds, and it's set point number one for D. West. Here's a set to the near side, and a chance for Hendrickson, and she gets that one. Haven't really seen, again, we haven't really seen her rotationally be on that front line or get very many opportunities for kills, but she gets her first of the set there to keep this thing going. Set point number two, 24-16, DUS with the lead. Not a great return, but they're still able to set it over with Weathersby going to the far side. And rising and firing is Hendrickson. That's down for another kill. So back-to-back kills by the 5'8 senior Emma Hendrickson. Stuckey to serve it from the near side. The return is pure from DUS. And that one, nice dig by Collins, keep it alive for Pretty Prairie. Pressure deflected at the net by D. West, they send it right back over. Setting this up for Cruz, and that one to the back line. Edie has it. Set up by Kyra Johnson. Weathersby can't get it down. Stuckey with the return. Dunking it over is Hendrickson. Johnson to Weathersby, trying that one again, and that one to the back line. Again, Hopper Collins to Libero. Such a good job in that back line, digging ones out. Over the Mustang side, they'll send a second ball over. To Kyra Johnson, miscommunication, and trying to keep it alive, they can only do it momentarily. That'll be a fourth hit. And that is the end of the set. 25-17, D. West, now just one set away from getting third place here at the Class 1A-D1 State Tournament. We'll set it to a break and come back. We'll set number two. You're listening to State Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
But farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Do you use diesel around Doniphan County? Check out Corn Knife Fuels in Highland, Kansas as a new option for premium, road, and off-road diesel fuel. Only premium diesel is pumped at Corn Knife, open 24-7 with pay-at-the-pump options, competitive prices, and easy access, even for large trucks and farm equipment. Corn Knife Fuels is located at 1752 Coronado Road on the north edge of Highland, offering premium diesel fuels whenever you need it 365 days a year. So pull in for premium diesel at Corn Knife Fuels.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West led most of the first set with Pretty Prairie staying within arm's reach, but that was all they were able to do, though, as the Mustangs took care of business late in the set to win 25-17. Jared Sletby back with you here from Dodge City. United Wireless Arena, Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Championships here in the third-place match. Both teams falling in their semifinal matches to Little River and Flint Hills, going on the championship match. Little River winning set number one. They currently lead set number two as well, 5-3, right out of the break. Pretty Prairie sending it over to D West side on the first point. Setting this up for Reno, just tips it over. And now a chance for Cruz as she gets the kill, and Pretty Prairie with its first point of set number two. The Cruz will go ahead and serve it. Kind of going from the middle right portion of the back line. Goes towards the middle. Nice dive by Weathersby to get that one. Johnson had a chance at it. She was blocked and back over the U.S. side and down in front of Claire Cole. And it's a 2-0 Bulldogs lead right out of the gate. Gannon Cruz, the senior, her final chance to get a win with the serve. Setting to the far side. Cole, partially deflected. Senior from Jonathan West. This one hit over by Stuckey. Kate Johnson just tries to tip it. And she does so well, but able to keep it alive. It'll send a free ball over to Donovan West. Setting to the far side, Reno swipes it. Nice dig. Cruz. Collins keeps it alive and hit over by Young. Another free ball. Set backwards for Katie Johnson. She's blocked. She pops up in the air. Nobody's back there in the corner. And another point for Pretty Prairie. A quick 3-0 lead for the Bulldogs. Serve coming by Cruz once again. Here's the setup by Kyra Johnson to Weathersby from beyond the attack line. Rifles it, but Collins, another dig. Stuckey pops in the air. It'll tip over, and miscommunication between Young and Stuckey, and a kill for Katie Johnson. Jonathan West, their first point of the set, trailing 3-1, served by Reno. Set up near side by Young to Stuckey. Hits it over. Good dig by Edie. Johnson to the far side. Weathersby partially deflected. Collins pops up in the air way out of bounds. And nobody there to try to keep it alive. Collins has, if nothing else, just been extraordinary keeping plays alive. Putting it up in the air and giving somebody a chance to get it. Here's the set from Harbaugh to Young, and that one is down for a kill. Can't let her get going if you're the Mustangs. She is one of the best in the business. That's why this team is here at State, because of not just Bailey Young, but He's a big reason why this team is here. Leads the team in kills. We'll send a free ball over. Donovan Westwill to Pretty Prairie after the serve. Here's another chance for Young. That one is too strong, though. That's something she has done so far this afternoon. That's hitting some of those just a little too strong. Trying to be too aggressive, trying to pin it to the back line. Turn clean by Pretty Prairie. Miscommunication on the second hit. They'll send a free ball over. Here's a set to the far side for Weathersby. Not a great set, but it works out. Weathersby gets the kill. Weathersby had to step towards the middle of the court kind of to get that one, and a good adjustment. Avery Weathersby in her last game at the high school ranks. Touched over the net, kept alive. Donovan West now a chance through the arms of a couple of Bulldogs, and Weathersby again gets the kill. 5'7 senior Avery Weathersby has been so effective using her athleticism. Doesn't have as much height as some of these other point getters, but still has that athleticism, get high above the net and sends them over. She'll do it again. That one pops up in the air way beyond that back line, but still getting it over, able to scramble over the Bulldogs. Another chance for Weathersby. That one pops in the air again. Stuckey this time with the dig, and that one is sent down for the back line. It was just set, just trying to keep it alive, and pinning it in that back corner. And it's now 5-5. Serve by, rather, serve to Edie. It's set over by Weathersby. Slapped over on the second try by Hendrickson. Backward set from Johnson, blocked by the net. And Cole touches it up for a fourth hit. Five, Pretty Prairie now on top. Edie on the return. Johnson sets this up for, well, Wettstein, and she gets that down, just kind of slapping it over. Nobody there in the middle of the court. Melena Wettstein, the 5'6 junior, going to be a big piece to this team next year. One of five juniors on this Mustang squad. Second try hit up in the air, and Henderson hits it over. Hit over by Wettstein. Bulldogs are ready for it. Partially deflected. Stuckey, and that one goes long and out of bounds. Off the deflection of the West. So, point for Pretty Prairie, making it 7-6. Turn by Cole. Johnson, tipped over by Reno to Collins on the back line. And this one smashed by Henderson and too long. Big point for D. West there, making it 7-7. Meanwhile, championship match, 12-10. Little River leading against Flint Hills, set number two, with Little River winning set number one. Collins returns that one. Here's a chance for Bulldogs, but D. West are able to smother that one. Reno just dinks it over. Pretty Prairie was ready for it. They send it over on the second try. Johnson to Reno again from the far side. Collins with the dig. Send it from Harbaugh to the near side, and Cruz can't get it down. And Weathersby, nice job, not able to get it down. Fantastic dig by Stuckey. Wettstein can't get that one down, back near side again. Stuckey with the dig, thanks to the back corner, pops up in the air by Cole, and a fantastic play by Carlin Stuckey. Couple of nice digs, and sending that one via set over to the back near side corner to get the points. 8-7, Pretty Prairie lead. And a bad return that time. Unfortunately, unable to get it close to the net. And that's going to be an ace, 9-7. Here's a set. Just tipped over by Kyra Johnson. They were not ready. Wide open middle of the floor. Left open for the Bulldogs. And just tipping it right in the heart of the court. And that makes it 9-8. Substitution for Pretty Prairie is Kalia Robinson checking in. Here comes a serve from Edie. Returned by Collins. Picked over by Hendrickson. A nice dig. Sitting over the net, though. Battle to net. And kept alive by the Mustangs. But a bad slap over from Kyra Johnson. Point for Pretty Prairie. It's now 10-8. to the far side, Edie, and unable to get the attempt from Katie Johnson, deflected, and Johnson gets the kill. The Hills just took the lead in the match behind us, trying to extend to a third set in the championship match. Meanwhile, in court B in front of us, a fantastic attempt by Cruz. Kept alive, though, by Donovan West. Now, miscommunication between Kyra Johnson and Claire Cole. And Cole visibly upset, sure, with herself or her teammate, but try to get ready for this next point. It's 11-9. Trying to tell her teammates to hurry up, and it's a delay of game against the Bulldogs. That makes it 11-10. So the U.S. will serve it. Looks like it's ready to go. Official is talking to the scores table. Again, it's Pretty Prairie leading Donovan West 11-10. Third place match, set number one. Excuse me, set number two, beg your pardon. That one's down. Collins couldn't keep it alive. The U.S. gets the point. Not an ace, since it was touched up twice. But a near one. Reno, again with the serve. This one returned cleanly. Set to the near side. Stuckey tips it over. Kyra Johnson there. Cole sets it up for Katie Johnson. Pots up in the air by Cruz. Sets it near side. Stuckey hits it over. And the return is hit back over to Pretty Prairie. They'll set it over on the second try. To the back corner, Kyra Johnson to Katie Johnson, just sets it over. Sets to the near side. Stuckey will give it another go. Carlin Stuckey partially deflected at the net by Katie Johnson. And here is Weathersby. That one is out of bounds. Too strong that time along the far side. 12-11, Pretty Prairie leads Donovan West, trying to extend to a third set. Donovan West winning set number 125-17. At the net, Weathersby's able to get it over to the Bulldogs' side. They'll send over a free ball to the Mustangs. Set to the far side is over the net, back to the West after it was deflected. Stuckey set to the near side. And Mustang's able to get it over. Stuckey to the back line and out of bounds. 12-12. Now our score after U.S. getting the last point. Serve coming from Katie Johnson. A bad return. Popped up in the air, though. Kept alive. That's going to be a lift, though. Coach Keller urging her team on. Up now 13-12. Here's the Mustangs with it, and Wettstein sends it to the back line. That's down. Wettstein trying to scramble, just setting that one over. And timeout called by Coach Young. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Donovan West leads it over Pretty Prairie 14-12, set number two. You're listening to Donovan West Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Bill and Marilyn Young with Bendina Insurance Agency are proud to support local schools and are ready to handle your insurance. Auto, home, farm, health, and life. Got insurance questions or interested in a free quote? Call or stop by Bendina Insurance Agency today.
Highland Hardware for all your supplies you'll need for household projects, repairs, and maintenance. Tools, workwear, and more. If you're a do-it-yourselfer, stop in today. Get helpful advice and all the supplies you need at Highland Hardware on Main Street in Highland. Go Mustangs!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West currently leading 14-12 over Pretty Prairie. Jared Slovey back with you in Dodge City, Kansas. Third place match, set number two. The U.S. winning that first one, 25-17. Serve from Johnson is good. Set to the near side, to the middle, excuse me, Stuckey. And Katie Johnson pops up in the air. The U.S. will set it over with Weathersby. Harbaugh just punches it over. Now Weathersby has it partially deflected. Harbaugh to Stuckey again and bat it over. Harrah Johnson to the far side. Weathersby to get a third try, and that one along the back line kept alive by Henderson. Send a free ball over to Donovan Westway. A little tip down, unsuccessful by Claire Cole. But, no, they're going to say that it was a double hit, so you can say it was successful. 15-12, Donovan West leading Pretty Prairie. Not a great return, punched over by Harbaugh. Set from Kyra Johnson, tapped over by Wettstein. Stuckey able to get a hand on it. Now sent over by Bailey Young. We haven't seen her in quite some time. Excuse me, that actually was not Bailey Young. That was Kaylee Robinson. Set backwards from Kyra Johnson to Claire Cole, who's going to get the kill. It was deflected and kept alive for a split second, and now Bailey Young will check back into the game, and she will come in for Robinson. It was now 16-12. Not for West, trying to see that finish line. Set back over to Donovan Westway after the serve. Johnson to Weathersby, it's blocked, but kept alive by Donovan West. Just tapped over. Tossed up in the air by Young. Set by Stuckey from Young, the attack line. Kept alive by Pretty Prairie. Second hit is hit back over to the Bulldogs. Battle the net, and it lands down on the Bulldogs' side. Stuckey couldn't quite get a good spot on that one. 17-12. Set backwards, and that one kept alive at the net. Good job tipping it over. Wettstein keeps it alive. Now the Bulldogs will scramble to get over. They'll send a free ball the other way. At the far side, and Weathersby gets it in a good spot, forcing yet another free ball. At the far side, Weathersby, another try. That one is down for the kill. Henderson thought that one was long. Not going to get the call, though. It's 18-12. Timeout's going to be called by Coach Young, and Flint Hills on the other court is now up 23-18. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Donovan West Volleyball here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Bank of Denton, established in 1894 and continued full-service banking you can count on. Paul and staff look forward to helping you with all of your banking solutions. Bank of Denton, standing strong and proudly serving you in Denton for nearly 120 years. Member FDIC.
Eagle Electric is your partner for residential and commercial contracting of all electrical work. Call Ben Leatherman at 785-741-1798. Also offering trenching services for water and electrical lines. That's Ben Leatherman at Eagle Electric.
KNZA.
Donovan West leads Pretty Prairie 18-12. Set number two. Donovan West winning set number one, 25-17. Trying to secure that third place here at the Class 1A D1 Volleyball State Championships here in Dodge City. More noise behind us because Flint Hills has extended the match to a third set. 25-18 was the final of that second set. Meanwhile, here on court B, tip over to Donovan West side by Harbaugh. And nice job by Weathersby. Just hitting it over the defenders and landing it down. Nobody in the middle of the court for the Bulldogs. That makes it 19-12. Early portion of the set was controlled. Well, it was not really controlled by anybody, but D. West is pulled away in the middle of this set. To the far side, and Weathersby puts it into the net, trying to do pretty much the same thing again. Doesn't work this time, and it makes it 19-13. Serve to the middle. Edie on the return. Kyra Johnson sets this up for Weathersby from the near side this time. Pretty, pretty ready for it. Stuckey, partially deflected and down for the kill. Wettstein and Reno caught a piece, unable to get it back over to Pretty Prairie side. Makes it 19-14. Popped up in the air by Edie, and on the return, hit over by Weathersby. He'll try to scramble here, the Bulldogs will, to get this back over, and they will. Free ball sent over. Harrah Johnson sends this close to the net and tapped over by Cole to the Bulldogs. They'll send another free ball over. Tough time scrambling in this point. Blocked at the net and knocked out of bounds against Pretty Prairie, so a point for D. West. Kill awarded to for Weatherstein. Excuse me, I got the two names mixed up here. For Weathersby. Cole with the serve to the back line. Set by Harbaugh. Hit over by Hendrickson. Good try that time, but U.S. ready for it. Just tipped over. And Hendrickson trying to hit it to where they ain't, but a good dig. Keeping it alive momentarily. And sorry about that silence. I had to get the ball. But a point for Donovan West after that point. 21-14 our score. Nice dig by Edie. Tip in the middle, Wettstein, partially deflected off the net, tipped over by Hendrickson, back to the Bulldogs' side. Also wanted to make sure that my equipment was still good. I just thought I felt something pull, so I was just making sure that everything was okay with my equipment. So that was another reason why I went a little bit quiet there. But either way, it's 22-14, down at the West, trying to pull away here in set number two. Tip over by Hendrickson, nice dig by Edie, going to the ground. Hit over by Weathersby to the back line. Collins, the libero, has it for the Bulldogs. Hit over by Stuckey. Nice, another nice dig. Back side in the corner, this time by Reno. Hit back over to the Bulldogs. Hit up in the air by Harbaugh, about 7 feet beyond the attack line. Set over, back over to the West. Backward set. Westline tries to tip it over. She cannot. And that's going to be a violation against Pretty Prairie. Wow, so a break for Donovan West, and it's 23-14. It's served, returned by Collins, back far side, hit the air by Harbaugh, right at the attack line, hit over by Hendrickson. Returned by Edie, set to the far side for Kyra Johnson to Weathersby, that one goes long. Oh no. They're gonna say it was... Yes, it was long. Okay, so it is Pretty Prairie point. 23-14. Set up by Kyra Johnson, tipped over by Wettstein, and it's beautifully done. Wettstein gets it down for the kill. Just barely leaking that one over the net because nobody was there to contest it. And that makes it set points, makes that match point number one, 24-14. Substitutions for the Bulldogs. Getting their personnel in order. And ready to go. Here's Weathersby. Here's the set to the near side and a swing into the net, and that's going to do it. 25-17, 25-14, Donovan West. It's third place at state. We'll go ahead and send it to a minute break, and we'll come back to wrap this thing up. Donovan West wins it. Third place in state, 25-17, 25-14. You're listening to Donovan West Volleyball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.
Is it time to purchase equipment or expand your operations? At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we don't just understand ag loans, we rely on them just like you do. Many of our Union State Bank employees are farmers themselves, or they grew up in farm families and know the importance of the right financing at the right time. From capital improvement and equipment loans to real estate, we have the agricultural loan you need. Let's talk today. NMLS number 654946. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan West comes away with a third-place victory, winning 25-17, 25-14 over Pretty Prairie. Jared, I'll be back with you for one more time here from Dodge City. And what a season it was for Donovan West. Unable to win the TVL, but they won the sub-state. We're getting two wins in back-to-back fashion semifinal. And then in the championship against Centralia in Centralia. And they beat Pretty Prairie twice, once in pool play and once here in the third-place match to get here. And meanwhile, the championship match, Little River leads Flint Hills 6-3 in the third set. That's going to be it for us, though. Thank you so much for joining us. Third place, Donovan West. Congratulations, and especially to the seniors, Claire Cole, Avery Weathersby, and Kyra Johnson on their incredible performance this season and all career long. That's going to be it for us. Thanks to Brian Hurtback in the studio making us sound good here today. Jared Sluffy with you from Dodge City. This has been a Mustangs victory on KNZA 103.9 FM.